Chapter 7 Just One Sister Translator. Bain unedited. The Fung family is a family of great wealth and has an extraordinary status in Longchamp City. The current Empress Dowager is the first sister of the Fung family's old master, and the Fung old master is the first of three dynasties. As the eldest daughter, Fung Xiaowei is the treasure of the old man's heart in the Fung family. Fung Ju Mu, in order to avoid damage to his sister's reputation, after approaching the Fung house, dismounted and sent her directly over the wall to the residence Kai Wei Pavilion. The Fung house is a large area, inhabited by hundreds of people of the Fung family, large and small, a courtyard of different styles, lined up in order, each courtyard separated by a good distance. The Fung mansion was personally designed by Feng Shui master Tang Lao, with one step and one view, showing the atmosphere. There are very strict guards here, and they're not just ordinary guards, but fully armed soldiers. The courtyard of Kai Wei Pavilion is planted with rosebuds, all kinds of rare species, are accommodated in this side of the courtyard. Fung Ju Mu landed at Kai Wei Pavilion with Fung Xiao Wei in his arms, and a green-skirted woman immediately rushed out when she heard the commotion. "Eldest young master, what happened to eldest miss?" "Ninqui, you take care of Wei Wei, I'll go get the doctor, don't tell others about this matter yet." Fung Jumu placed Fung Xiao Wei on top of her bed. At this moment her face was unusually pale and her breath was getting weaker and weaker, making his heart anxious. "Yes, please rest assured, eldest young master," Ninqui answered. She was Fung Xiao Wei's personal maid and had been by her side since she was young to take care of her. Fung Xiao Wei was currently lying in bed in a coma. She had checked her pulse on her way back and found that this body had been poisoned with a severe poison that had accumulated over time. The original owner was killed because of this poisonous attack. After she woke up, she happened to suppress the poisonous attack because she soaked in the hot spring water, but that was only a temporary suppression. When she left the inn, she felt that her body was not right, but unfortunately it was too late to save herself. Ninqui walked anxiously in the middle of the room, because Fung Xiaowei does not like many people, this Kai Wei Pavilion has only her to serve. Looking at Missy's increasingly pale complexion, she didn't know what to do, but to cover Fung Xiaowei with the blanket. Just at that moment, two figures arrived in a breeze. "Brother Wen, my sister's life is entrusted to you, you must save her." "I have only one sister, if she has a shortage of life, I," Fung Ju Mu said while walking, making the elegant man beside him cry and laugh. "I will do my best since I have promised to help." The person who spoke was Wen Shu Lai, who was known as the Netherworld Sage, and it was said that he had extraordinary medical skills and was able to return to life with a wonderful hand. He was able to solve all kinds of difficult and complicated diseases. There were too many people who wanted to ask him to see a doctor, and it could almost be said that it was hard to find 10,000 gold. Fung Jumu once saved Wen Shu Lai, so he promised to give a hand once. This one chance was equivalent to a life-saving card, but instead of keeping the chance for himself, Fung Jumu did not hesitate to ask him to save his sister. "Please," Fung Jumu brought him to Fung Xiaowei's bedside, and through the bed tent, let him check his sister's pulse. He knew that this gentle, jade-like young man was truly capable, and even the oldest qualified imperial doctors were ashamed of themselves. If he couldn't save his sister, then no one in the world could save her. Wen Shu Lai sat at the edge of the bed, his long, white jade-like hand pressed on Fung Xiaowei's hand through a layer of gauze. He looks focused and his face is like a painting. A green shirt, reflecting the thin light falling from the window, making his whole person look ethereal like an immortal. "The poison has entered the lungs and seeped into the bones and blood, what an evil tactic." He diagnosed Fung Xiaowei's condition. Just according to her body's condition, she should not be able to live until he comes to save her. "Brother Wen, please, no matter what, save her. No matter what reward, do you want, I promise." When Fung Ju Mu heard his words, his body shook violently and his eyes reddened.